Welcome to Caring and Sharing, an annual holiday series on KUMD.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Our guest this morning, our featured nonprofit, is Equilibrium 3 and one of our favorite guests that we're grateful for, we'll mention it, is Shannon Lang. Hey, Shannon, good morning there, sunshine.
Wow, what a way to start the morning. Good morning, Lisa.
It's good to talk to you.
You too.
Equilibrium 3, you folks have got so many. It's kind of like there's the work that you do, and then there's all the other interesting speakers that you bring in and interesting projects that you partner with other organizations to present to the public. So you really got a lot going on out there in the West End in that shiny, pretty building of yours. I drove past it the other day, and I went, oh, that's where Shannon works. Whoa.
Yeah, we are busy, that is for sure. There's a lot going on.
Talk a little bit about the work of Equilibrium 3, and you can even try to explain the name for us if you'd like.
Well, Equilibrium 3, you'll laugh when you hear the story about how the name was come up with. It was before my time, but think about our environmental work, somebody came up with the name Equilibrium. Well, somebody else out there owns that name. So the three was added for sort of that triple bottom line, and we deal with housing, we deal with community, energy, and so we sort of have those three buckets, and
and there's a lot.
The name is just sort of kind of an all encompassing, and it's because we have to explain that, you know, it's not unlike trying to explain what we do, which is kind of a lot.
Boy, I should say so. So when there are obviously a lot of different ways that individuals and organizations can contribute to making housing available/affordable, contribute to the community, how to make energy affordable and environmentally friendly. Can you, again, it's a challenge, can you try to explain a little bit about what your organization does to try to help out our community on those three fronts?
Well, we have two kind of big buckets that we live in most of the time. One is our energy side, and a lot of people are already familiar with the Duluth Energy Efficiency Program, or DEEP, that people refer to, and that's the service that we offer to go out and be that third party to do home energy audits. So we're authorized to do both the free ones, the free walkthrough style, through the utilities, our local utilities, but we also do advanced home energy audits where we set up the blower door and get out the infrared camera and kind of point out where homeowners can make energy improvements on their building, or on their home rather, and to help save energy, because we do have a lot of old housing stock in Duluth. The average home age is 70 years. That's the average. We have a lot of leaky homes and a lot of folks paying more than really what they should be paying for energy costs. So if we can help homeowners identify exactly where their dollars are best spent to improve the energy profile of their home, that's going to save money into the future, both for them and whoever owns the house after them.
You know, it's funny to think about that, because a lot of homeowners are kind of looking at each other right now, and they're rolling in their eyes, and they're going, we don't need an energy audit. When you can sit on the couch and see right through where the window doesn't meet the casing because the house is kind of settled, you know, or when you, when you wear a jacket in the living room because there's that breeze through the window. So for many people, they don't really need a lot of help identifying where the problems are, because they really know, but where to spend your money to get the best return on your investment, that's invaluable.
Yeah, and you would be surprised. We have a lot of folks who, you know, kind of the first go-to is, well, I know I need new windows. And that may be true. That may be absolutely true. But it also might be a better thing to just seal around the edges of the windows or insulate in the mullions or deal with your windows in a different way than actually replacing them. And like I said, it could be that you do need to replace, but there are other more low-cost or maybe more effective ways to stop the breeze coming through, as you so eloquently put it.
Well, you know, in this community that you never have to worry about living in one of those hermetically sealed homes that need some kind of air exchange, because you know that there's a lot of air exchange happening all the time.
Yes, indeed.
It's all about the spin.
Another area that we're doing some things with our energy work is we were able to work with both our utilities, local utilities, to put together a program for landlords of small small rental units, so 2 to 4 units, to assist them in replacing furnaces, and because state code now says that if your furnace goes out and you've got, let's say, a duplex, you have to have a separate furnace for each unit, separate HVAC, and that can be very, very expensive, especially for someone who is maybe only has one property that maybe they inherited from their parents, for example. And so, as we refer to them as accidental landlords, and all of a sudden there's this big dollar bill that needs to happen. And because a lot of our renters pay their own utilities, you know, it can get expensive for them if the landlord decides to put in, let's say, electric baseboard heaters instead of putting in a separate furnace. So we have developed a program called ReUp that is also available for small landlords actually landlords of small properties.
The landlords, let us be clear, can be any size they want to be.
Exactly. We're not judging.
Well, you certainly don't want to take rental properties off the market. You don't want to make it so expensive that somebody who's maybe got a place, a unit or two to rent, says, forget it, I can't afford this, and they take it off the market altogether.
Right, exactly. So, and we do have a housing shortage here, as a lot of metropolitan areas do, and you're absolutely right. We don't want that happening either. So those are just a few of the areas that we are working in the energy realm. We also have a program called Giving Comfort at Home that's a volunteer base to help assist folks who income qualify and have a few other parameters to help do some basic energy upgrades in their home. Things like, you know, low flow aerators, LED lights, basic air sealing, those types of things. So so in the energy realm, we kind of have that. It's sort of surrounding the whole energy poverty piece and trying to help reduce that, because if you can help reduce the energy poverty, you're helping to reduce poverty, period. So so we have that side. We also have our neighborhood work, particularly in the Lincoln Park neighborhood, where we're located, and do a lot of connecting. We have the social media pieces, the Our Lincoln Park Facebook page and Twitter feed and website, and basically trying to connect people with each other and make people aware of all of the great things going on in the neighborhood.
That's exciting. You do have a lot going on. And it just and again, frequently you'll invite in speakers, or you'll be working in partnership with other national or statewide organizations and bring somebody in and say, hey, we're going to do this project and this will be fun. And there's an awful lot going on. So it's good to know about the social media feeds, because that's maybe the best way to keep up with you guys out there.
Yeah. Yes. And you bring up sort of our third bucket, if you will, and that is sort of this other area. We have a lot of great organizations in Duluth doing a lot of great things, and they are just very firmly like Animal Allies. You know what they do, and Boys and Girls Clubs. You know what they do. And there are a lot of projects, sometimes just a one-off project, opportunities that kind of live in that gray area between the various organizations that we're able to step into because we are a nimble organization. So we'll see a need and we try to, you know, plug that hole. So one of the things that you mentioned bringing in speakers, we brought in Michelle Reeves about 3.5 years ago. She's an urban strategist out of Portland, Oregon, and she had come in and kind of taken a look at the Lincoln Park neighborhood and sort of what was just beginning to happen there, and made some recommendations. And many of those recommendations were taken to heart by folks like Duluth Grill and Frost River and so on. And it was time to bring her back. Things have happened very rapidly in the neighborhood, and how do we start to better connect with our resident neighbors? How do we take things to the next level with what's happening on the streetscape and so on? And so we brought her in just very recently here in October, end of October, and she did it again. And we brought through about 200, I think it was about 250 people attended various workshops that were put on.
Well, it was really exciting to talk with her because, of course, she hadn't been back since she'd been here mm-hmm. the first time. And I would love to have been, you know, a mouse in the taxi cab or a mouse in the Uber as she was driving around through the neighborhood and having the opportunity to look at all of the things that's been going on down there. Let's talk about what the community can do for you. Let's talk about that piece. Maybe folks have got ideas about projects they think might be cool, or maybe they say, wow, look at this organization's doing all this. I'd like to pitch in and help in some way, fill in the blank. What sorts of things do you need from the community?
Wow. Well, awareness is huge. And of course, support both from a volunteer standpoint and from financial. Some folks might be moved to donate like Menards and Home Depot gift cards. That helps some of our energy programs. You can make you can give some of your time when we're doing our Giving Comfort at Home projects. You can give us a call for that or sign up through the United Way. Has their volunteer line, and we're one of the organizations listed there. And then, of course, a direct financial support is always appreciated and can be used for anything from our energy programs to just keeping our lights on. Because those general operating dollars for any nonprofit are sometimes a challenge.
We will get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find you. They can read more about your organization and figure out how they'd like to help and get in touch. Shannon, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always a great treat.
Well, thanks so much. And, you know, if anybody has any questions, they can certainly give us a call at 336-1038. We're right here in Duluth.
Fabulous. Thanks again, Shannon.
Thanks, Lisa.
Shannon Lang with Equilibrium 3. This morning, joining us as part of our Caring and Sharing holiday series right here on Northland Morning.